This is Karen Richardson. Welcome to Virginia's Community of Learning. I just had the privilege of hearing Bill Vroman and Nancy Welsh from Matthews County talk about some of the work that they're doing. And I have just a bit of Nancy's presentation here on her job as instructional technology resource teacher that I think will be of interest to the community. Let's listen in.
4 months. I think the ITRTs can all agree on that at some point. In fact, this past Friday, we had Governor Letcaine come to our elementary school just to see what was going on with technology in our elementary school. His goal is to visit every county in our Commonwealth to see how technology is being integrated in our elementary school. So if your county hasn't been visited yet, guess what? Heads up, he's on his way. He's coming. The ITRT position in Matthews really brings together a lot of information. We look at student data. There's a variety of different assessments from SOL, AYP information, to Renaissance Learning product, and we're putting it all in one data warehouse where we can effectively use this information. It also brings together technology instructional practices, but also research-based best practices. How many of you hear that all the time? Research-based best practices, we have to be using this. So we're really bringing together all of our pieces in this position. Now, to kind of give you a little bit of direction with the ITRT plan here, we'll talk a little bit about what I did the first couple months or so in this position, let you know how it relates to student achievement data and research-based best practices, and then what the future holds for us. I am a very firm believer that you must take a step back before you move forward. So when I first came into this position, I spent a tremendous amount of time having conversations with key people in the division, like building administrators, like our media specialists, and other folks who are influential in our buildings and key teachers, just to find out what was going on in the division. I needed to know who I had to work with, what their abilities were, and the resources that we have available. Now, with the funding issue that we're having, all of us are having with technology these days, I've recognized that the conversations and information that I gained those first few months about our resources, that's going to change over time because of funding. We may not have the same resources 6 months from now, even a year from now, 5 years from now. So communication is really the key to this position. Keeping it open with all of these stakeholders that we have so that we can keep up to date. Please keep that in mind. Now, these conversations that I had with these key people really allowed me to find out what was happening throughout our division. What instructional practices were working, what wasn't working, and we looked at curriculum alignment, where the principals and some of the teachers really thought we needed tweaking, because as an ITRT, I can help fill those gaps in it. We just need to be aware of what they are. We also looked at common assessments. What were the teachers using in their individual classrooms? What were they using across the grade level and then vertically across the different schools? Because you know what, if we're using some information, some data in one school and it doesn't carry over into that next school, then it basically becomes useless information. And so we're really trying this year to really focus on a lot of technology-based assessments that we can carry up from the elementary to the middle to the high school so that we're all on the same level of playing field here. Okay. I also spent a whole lot of time looking at SOL scores just to kind of see if we had some gaps that were showing up across the years. Looking at some of the AYP areas and trying to find out, maybe we have some subgroups we need to work on in there. As an ITRT, I can support those gaps by integrating technology, helping the teachers, helping them look at the data and find out, helping them recognize where the gaps are. Many of your teachers do not know how to look at data. And this is something that's coming into our teacher preparation, in colleges and universities, but it's not quite there yet. So just kind of tuck that away in the back of your mind. Now, that was in the first month. That was in August. And I hit the ground and running. And I feel like I've been running ever since then. We had a chance when the teachers came back for 2 weeks of in-service, where I was very, very fortunate to work with every school, all the faculty members in every school. And I approached it from the point of best practices and intervention strategies. I wanted to find out perceptions. What did the teachers themselves, how did they see technology fitting into best practices? How did they see it fitting into intervention strategies and remediation plans? I found myself gaping at some of the comments and some of the folks who were working together in the case study, and just secretly, I wasn't really gaping, but secretly gaping at them, and just kind of shocked. And then other groups, I was like, wow, what a great idea. Y'all got some fantastic ideas here. You know, it was just a really, it was an eye-opening experience of what I had in front of me to deal with. Some positives, some negatives, that's the way it is. Also during this time, the teachers, all three schools, were introduced to the ITRT. How many of your teachers can remember what ITRT stands for? They know. I had a gentleman out here, in fact, yesterday afternoon saying, ITRT, what in the world is that? You know, but the teachers say, you know, I need help. You're the technology help person, and that's fine. It's like whatever they want to call me is okay with me, as long as I can assist them. But they were introduced to how I could support them, the teachers in the classroom, how I can support the administrators in raising student achievement, We also gave them a survey to find out what they were interested in as far as staff development was concerned. You know, staff development, we partnered up with RCC. We had some classes, you know, kind of hit and miss here and there over the past few years. And some of the teachers were like, this is not what I want. I'm like, and I finally said, you know, what do you want? And so between the staff development, between the survey, and all these informal conversations that I was having with people, I pretty much had my year planned out. I know where I'm going as far as staff development is concerned. I know where I'm going to go as far as helping specific teachers or small groups of teachers with helping them in their classroom. Now, some of the areas that we have that we're using currently in Matthew, you know, some of the Renaissance Learning products like Star Reading, Star Math, we are certainly committed to Success Reader and CCC, and some of the other things that you see here. And so we work in the ITRT position, we'll be working with teachers to collect data using the technology-based instruments, such as some of these, and helping them to analyze it, but also to help them make their mid-course adjustments. Why spend 6 weeks on a skill that class is already proficient in? It doesn't make any sense. Look where the gaps are. Use your data to find out where those gaps are, where those areas of weaknesses are. And of course, research-based best practices. I have a pet peeve. Absolutely drives me crazy. 16 years in education, it still gets me. How many of you have heard, maybe a gifted teacher as an example, oh, I can't use that strategy. That's a special education strategy. Anybody ever hear that? All right. If you haven't, you're fortunate. Many teachers believe that if you're working with gifted students, you can't use special education strategies. Or if you're working with a specific group of students, you can't use it because of that label. All right. You know what? It's not about labels. It's about those kids. And if something works, use it, no matter what that label is. So the ITRT is bringing together all of these strategies that we have. As a traveler, I visit each of the three schools, and so does Mrs. Sofko. We see some really good things going on in our building. The only problem is, this teacher over here is not communicating with the teacher in the building next door, so no one has any idea what these good things are. And so in the past 4 months, we've been attempting to make a communication bridge across these three schools. And just to say, hey, you know, Mrs. Jones is using this great skill over here, this great lesson. You may want to try that at the elementary school. And if it works, it's a little difficult to do that as you're running down the hallway, you know, trying to do some things. But it has been working. I have found out that the most effective means to share information is with the new teacher mentor program. All of your divisions have one. The in some form. Find out who the director is of that program. Get your ITRTs involved in that program. All right, that is the best way to get information out, especially to new teachers. You're hitting these new teachers. If you get them in the beginning, it's going to be the norm for them. They're always going to be using these strategies in their classrooms. Anybody recognize this? Many of your school divisions. Yep, many of your school divisions are using it. If you're not familiar with Morazano, Pinkering, and Pollock's book, Classroom Instruction That Works, and the research base behind it, you need to get that book. You need to find out about this. They have taken information back from 1966 to about late 1990s, and they looked at what was working in the classroom, what helped to increase student achievement. Let me give you an example. This is blows right out of the water here. Identifying similarities and differences. If you have a student, let's say, who's working at a 50th percentile, and you know you want to raise that up, you know, want to raise that bar for that student, the research says if you consistently do activities with similarities and differences, comparing and contrasting, like the Venn diagram, then you can expect over time for that student to increase 45 percentile points. Where's that child going to be if we go up 45 percentile points? 95%. All right? That's strong. That's strong data. But the thing is, it needs to be consistent. I know my teachers in my division are using these. I know they are. But it's not consistently. And one of my goals as the ITRT is to find the technology behind each of these and show them, hey, you know what? We have inspiration and kidspiration that we can use to help with that. So if you want to do a paper pencil version of the Venn diagram one day, then we can use technology the next day and start making it on a consistent basis. That's the way to go.